Well, we begin with a story this morning that just might make you hopping mad, depending on where in the financial firmament you sit. Are you a mortgage holder out there? Well, cash may be coming your way as a result of a story we're going to report this morning. Or are you a bondholder who actually held the securitized mortgage-backed securities that were, of course, the toxic assets that were behind, in many ways, the financial meltdown that we've been reporting on for years? Louise Story joins us, of course, our good friend and Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
The headline here is that hundreds of thousands of homeowners who took out loans with Countrywide, now a subsidiary of Bank of America, correct?
That's right.
Are going to start getting checks from the Federal Trade Commission from a $108 million settlement reached last summer that charged that Countrywide actually charged improper fees and just sort of improperly administered mortgages to hundreds of thousands of homeowners, right?
Well, they're really allegations that Countrywide ripped these people off. So there were two ways that the Federal Trade Commission says it happened between 2005 and 2008. One way is people who were going into foreclosure. When you go into foreclosure and during that long, painful process, the servicer, in this case Countrywide, is allowed to come by and mow your grass and send out inspectors.
Because they're trying to sell the house.
Right, and they want it to look nice. And Right. They're allowed to charge you, the homeowner, for that. And you have to pay. Problem is, Countrywide set up units within its own company and way overbilled for services. We're talking $300 for a single lawn mowing.
So what this looks like here is that Countrywide understood that this stuff was going bad fast, and they wanted to get their cash out, so they did a lot of upfront fees.
It was just another big profit center for them, but the FTC says they were grossly overcharging. And then the other way they did it was people who were trying to keep their homes when they were going through bankruptcy. When you're in bankruptcy, you know, it has to be stated how much you owe on your home. And it turns out with about 100,000 people, Countrywide misstated it and said that they owed a lot more money than they did, and that went through in a lot of court filings. And afterwards, even if these people kept their homes through bankruptcy, Countrywide kept coming back and trying to make them pay more than they really owed.
And what this settlement might represent is the payment of some fairly paltry sums to people who may have lost thousands and thousands of dollars, if not their homes, right?
Well, it took the FTC the last year to figure out how many people qualified for this. And actually, a year ago, they were saying it might be 200,000 people. And as they reviewed Countrywide's records, it turned out it was about 450,000 people. So there's more people who have to share in this $108 million settlement. They're not upping the amount. So that shakes out to only a few hundred dollars per person.
Let's step back now. And let's note that within the last month or so, Bank of America has taken an $8.5 billion write-down, Countrywide, a subsidiary of Bank of America, for problems with investors who bought securitized mortgage-backed, essentially, stocks, bonds. And that $8.5 billion is to pay those bondholders, right?
Right.
Now, some of the bonds could have contained some of these mortgages that are actually going to be serviced here by this $108 million fee, right?
That's right. It was these types of mortgages that went in those bonds.
I'm looking at the math here. $8.5 billion for the bondholders, $108 million for the mortgage holders. It sounds like it's a much better position to be a bondholder. You get more cash than if you're a mortgage holder here and were hurt by the financial meltdown.
But that $8.5 billion was on a face value of hundreds of billions of mortgage bonds. So that was really pennies on the dollar for those bondholders. And it's a similar paltry sum for these homeowners. I mean, we're seeing
thousands.
Right. We're seeing small bits of justice here. But what the settlement with Countrywide with these homeowners represents is, with the FTC, is some justice for consumers, not just investors.
Well, in the case of the $8.5 billion settlement, the clients there, the payout goes to BlackRock, a hedge fund, Goldman Sachs, even the Federal Reserve. Those are some of the recipients of that $8.5 billion. The recipients of this $108 million are people like Rochelle Gear, who's a Countrywide borrower who joins us from Ontario, California. Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I know you're not used to being live on the radio here, and you're typical of the kind of individual who Countrywide may have ripped off. Do you feel ripped off this morning?
Yeah, I've been taken advantage of, too.
And how much do you think you've lost? And give us a sense of some of the fees. Louise was talking about being forced to pay Countrywide for mowing your lawn. Are you experiencing that sort of thing?
Well, not so much as mowing the lawn, because I had associations to do that, but they were telling me that they sent people to my door to see if I still lived there. but nobody came to my door.
And they charged you how much for that?
And they were charging, it looked like they said they sent them several times, and it was a couple of $100s that I would see inflated on my note. And, you know, it was just things that they would say that they were doing, but my note was steady going up.
And this was all from a condo you bought in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Yes.
And you had an adjustable rate mortgage, and did you go into foreclosure?
Yeah, they went into foreclosure, but I had to get with the nonprofit NACA to help them to stop them because they were hounding me.
You basically hired an advocate to get them off your back. Now, let's just talk for a moment about the total dollar value of the fees that you think were improper. How much do you think you paid out?
I paid out at least, at least over $1,000.
Over $1,000. All right. Mm-hmm. What best case scenario, Louise Story, what do you think a homeowner like Rochelle Gere might get in this countrywide settlement?
Well, the FTC said that about 5% of these people might get like $5,000 a piece. So that could be best case scenario. But most of these homeowners will get a few $100s. And the checks go out today.
So Rochelle Gere, if you're like a lottery winner here, one of the lucky 5% to get $100 or more, how's that going to change your reality?
That let me know that, you know, justice has been served because of how they... It was just a whole scandal, just with everyone. And I think it was an opportunity for people to make some quick money.
And, I'm actually surprised and gratified, and actually it's an optimistic view there to say that justice is done, even though a few $100 isn't going to change the fact that you're out at least $1,000, if not more. Rochelle Gere, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
She's a borrower from Countrywide who may now qualify for part of the $108 million settlement. The check goes out today from the FTC, part of that settlement with Countrywide and the Federal Trade Commission and, of course, Bank of America, which owns Countrywide. Louise Story, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter, covering this story for our partner, The New York Times.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.